Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Art Dittmar. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dittmar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McDougald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dittmar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Howard is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-1 in the game. Heft is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is 0-for-1 in the game. Dittmar takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dittmar moves to second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dittmar moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. Lump moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, Yankees, 2. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive towards third. Virgil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Mofford now pitching. Don Larson pinch hits for Art Dittmar. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mofford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell, who is chasing the ball. Bauer reaches third base with a triple. Lump scores. Seaburn scores. It's 4-2, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 3 in the game. McDougald bunts in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ryan Duran now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Hazel pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel strikes out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump strikes out. 1 out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 0 for 3 in the game. Quebec takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Duran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duran hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Harris reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bowling hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.